Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
A lot of moves have been made over the last few days in the NFL regarding free agency, with the biggest being the Pittsburgh Steelers trading with the Seattle Seahawks to acquire DK Metcalf. Are the Steelers making the best move so far this offseason? And any other free agency moves that may have caught your attention outside of Pittsburgh? So real quick, you have Devontae Adams going to the Rams. Deebo Samuel is going to Washington. The Bears signing off. Offensive lineman, and Josh Allen got a huge contract extension.
DK Metcalf to the Steelers, I like but don't love, because who's throwing him the ball? Obviously, Justin Fields went to the Jets.
They're saying it's about to be finalized.
That's the rumor.
That's the person
we'll be cool.
They're not the Jets.
I agree there. To me, my favorite move so far are the Bears moves, mainly because and the Commanders moves, because they're both addressing the things that kind of held them back. When we look at the Bears, it started with Ben Johnson getting an offensive minded coach there in that organization that has some level of success. Right, which he had with the Detroit Lions, and we're seeing the immediate impact of that. He's building that O-line, arguably one of the best guards in Joe Thuney that they went and traded for. The other right guard from the Rams that they went and go traded for that has history with Ben Johnson and them, and then they went and got a center. You know what I'm saying? I think they're okay at tackle, but now the interior of that line is solidified. You look at what the Commanders have done. They went and traded, I don't know what the hell the Texans is doing, but for Laremy Tunzel, you're saying a five-time Pro Bowler at left tackle. You know what I'm saying? All-pro guy. You went and got him Deebo. You went and made a trade for Marshon Lattimore. Yeah, like, hey, the Commanders is like, right now is the time to spend that money, because since we got a rookie scale QB. So to me, those are the two teams that are winning the most. I feel like the majority of the other moves are just really ancillary moves. It's like, okay, like the Seahawks getting Darnold over Geno. Like, okay, like, like, does that move the needle at all? DK, does it really move the needle? Like that, you know,
it makes their offense a little better. I feel like they can't be worse with DK Metcalf, and it has to make George Pickens more dangerous, because you can't just eat on him.
Have you heard, Q, that there's talks of, like, they're possibly – I don't – people are not looking at them as a pairing. They're looking at they may move off of George Pickens.
If they did, I would understand, but I also feel like you got to give it 1 year.
This is a contract year for Pickens.
Yeah, it's a contract year, and you might get the best out of it, because if all you're going to do is be replicating the same things that's been happening to Pickens, is you're allowing guys to key in on him only on defense because no one else is a threat. And then if you trade Pickens, that's all just going to go to DK, where it's like, hey, everyone, eyes on DK, shut everybody else down.
But, you know, but I don't really believe in that philosophy, because you look at DK's numbers. DK isn't necessarily a chain mover. DK is a big play guy. And George Pickens isn't necessarily a chain mover, at least hasn't been able to prove it. Obviously, I know the quarterback situation has been a mess, so it's not 100% his fault. However, you know, you look at somebody like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah,
chain mover. Gets first downs, right?
Terry McLaurin,
So to me, that's why I say I like it, but I don't necessarily love it. Like, DK is a big play guy, but you need a guy that's going to be able to move the chains, and neither one of those guys have proven to be that.
That's maybe Ryan move, though.
Yeah,
I give you that.
It opens it up for him even more, because you're gonna have it opens it up for George Pickens, because he could be that guy now that he doesn't have so much attention going his way.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying, is we don't even know what George Pickens can really do, because they need to stretch the field because they don't have any other guys that can really get open like that besides Freiermuth. And you can only ask your tight end to do so much because you got to be like all world tight end to just be like, yo, you got to be Gronkowski and prime George Kittle, you know what I'm saying, to really be that type of tight end. But to me, wrap it up really, really quick. Steelers are those are solid moves so far. I like the Gainwell move from the Eagles, and then I like reportedly getting Slay. That those will be solid additions. I like Gainwell a lot. I love what the Bears are doing because they're looking at what the Eagles did and they're actually replicating just the philosophy of build in the trenches, build the defensive tackles, get that, you know what I mean, and then protect the baby. You know what I mean? Like protect the fucking church's money. And you got Caleb. Stop putting him in all these crazy positions where he needs to scramble. We want Caleb to be a kind of – you should be looking at Caleb to be like a Joe Burrow-esque QB. We don't want him running too much. We don't want him scrambling too much. If he has to, cool, like Joe Burrow, he can. But he's not Mahomes, bro. Like, all this improvising shit, no. Like, and I think Ben Johnson's going to, like, replicate a lot of what Goff did. You didn't see Goff scrambling, doing a bunch of crazy shit. You just saw, all right, 5-step drop, 3-step drop, and let's get the ball out quick, or we're going to do a trick play. And I like what they're doing on the offensive side of the ball because it finally makes some sense as opposed to the past off seasons where the Bears just did fuck all, like, hey, let's just pay this guy, pay that guy, and hope that we can put talent together. Nah, bro. So the Bears, and then my question mark is Justin Fields. I don't know what the Jets are necessarily doing. But I never know what the Jets are doing.
I don't know why, Shelton, but I'm optimistic about the Jets.
I am too.
I don't know why, because I like them getting.
Y'all have no, like, there is no history that backs that.
I have no reason.
The only reason. Go ahead. The only reason I was going to say I have it, and I thought you were going to say the same thing, is because it pairs him back with Garrett.
That was my thing, but it was also more of like with the Jets, it's like they still need to me. I know Manny disagreed with me in the chat, but I still think they need to address their off. I think 25 teams need to address their offensive line, so this is nothing new. But I do what like by getting Fields, you don't have to necessarily rely on a good to great offensive line because he can scramble and he could do some things. But also, and then he also helps Breece Hall, you know, get his stats up too, because now you have a dual threat offense. But I look at it also, of course, the connection with Garrett Wilson is great. They got the 7th pick. So to me, they could either double down on offense or O-lineman, but they could get that kid from Arizona, the wide receiver, pairing with Garrett Wilson. I think that would make things a little bit better.
You know what, Nick? You talking about the 7th pick. I'm just thinking about Debo and Friday. What you finna do with that, nigga? What the fuck? They get a top 10 pick every fucking year. It don't mean shit.
I'm just saying this is a new regime. We could have said the same.
Is doomed. Let's stop. Like let's stop, bro. That nigga is doomed. The head coach, he is fucked, bro. It's over. It's done, bro. He's not going to win.
The best chance for success for Justin Fields was to stay in Pittsburgh. Now I'm going to New York, and all these eyes going to be on me, and they expecting me to do well.
To that point, even if it is another year of a dumpster fire for the Jets, they're going to get a top 5 pick next year.
And they're going to fire Aaron Glenn, and we're going to be talking about who should be the coach of the Jets next year.
They're not going to fire Aaron Glenn.
Aaron Glenn is done in 2 years. You can skip me.
They're gonna get a top 8, top 5 pick, and they're gonna get Arch Manning coming out of Texas.
This is a huge mistake taking Justin Fields for their quarterback this year.
Bro, it's a cheap deal.
Who should have they gotten then?
Yeah. No, you don't even answer because he gonna say some goofy shit, FIFO. Because anytime he always say like, you should have. This is a horrible QB, and then you ask him who should have gotten. He gonna say some dumb shit like Daniel Jones.
Who
should they have gotten? They should have tried to go out to somebody who was more established than Justin Fields.
Like who?
they should have got Daniel Jones for that 1 year deal.
Russell Wilson.
You tell me, Russell Wilson,
Kirk Cousins out there. Kirk Cousins is out there.
Aaron Rodgers.
If you're the Jets, you just want to be a normal team. Like you just want to be normal.
Justin Fields gives them a low-risk, high-reward situation. They didn't pay him crazy money, right? Like, all of these quarterbacks making $50, $60 million a year. You're paying this dude a guaranteed $25 million. Guaranteed.
I'm just right. saying.
So that's a one-year deal.
Guaranteed 30, I think.
It's guaranteed 30, 40, possibly.
So that's 15 a year. That's peanuts in the quarterback market. That's number one. He's 26. That's number two. Number three, he does have a relationship with Garrett Wilson. Number four, if they make an RPO run-based quarterback offense with a defensive head coach with a good running back behind them, all I'm saying is, obviously, this is going to look way different than what we've seen in years past, and you could win games like this. Nobody is penciling them in to go win the AFC East, to go win the AFC, or to even compete. What they need to look like is not a dumpster fire that they've been for the last 10 years.
That's fair.
You know
that's
that
fair.
They have the longest stretch of not making the playoffs?
I agree with that.
I just that's don't. Fair.
At least we can throw some money at this dude and try to make this work. I agree with what FIFO's saying. Mm-hmm.
I don't see that in the sense of, I mean, yes, I agree with the principle of what you should want to do if you're the Jets, but like, this is a move that I don't really understand, because what are we looking at here? So we have a 2-year deal, $30 million guaranteed. Are we hoping to win what, 6 games this year?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so we win 6 games this year, and then next year when we win what, 6 you more games?
You're drafting a quarterback.
See,
next year.
And that's why I feel like FIFO just go get Daniel Jones and be terrible.
Nah.
Because what's the point of saying that? Oh, let's go get Justin Fields, even though we know we're gonna be bad. You should be trying to get a quarterback because you're gonna be bad or you're trying to be good.
Because Justin Fields gives you the opportunity to surprise people. With Daniel Jones, we know that man, he's a burger in a trash can, bro. We know what that is. We know he's trash. He had an offensive-minded head coach, quarterback whisperer, was decent for 1 year and regressed all the way back to even worse than what he was before Daboll got there. That's the truth about Daniel Jones. That's number one. So you bring him to the Jets and keep him in the same New York media, there is no progression there. With Justin Fields, you get him arguably for cheaper, because I want to say, didn't Daniel Jones sign for like $14 million one year?
1 year, 14.
Yeah. So you're paying $1 more million for Justin Fields that's younger and has more potential because he has the legs. That Daniel Jones, yeah. And I'm not saying, but Daniel Jones ain't got legs.
He was 4-2 in Pittsburgh when he started.
All I'm saying is the defense was the main reason why they were 4-2. If Mike Tomlin is quitting on you as a QB, I just don't think it bodes well.
First of all,
your strategy.
I'm glad you brought up Mike Tomlin, because for one, let's not talk about Mike Tomlin like he builds up any kind of QB, because we see he hasn't. I.e. Kenny
Pickett. I'm just saying, believe in you. He believed in Mason Rudolph.
He believed in Russell Wilson. How that turned out to me.
I mean, they won enough games to get to the playoffs. Clearly.
Oh, really? How'd that go?
I mean, they didn't win the Super Bowl, but only one team did. You know, shout out. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So the whole thing is about, okay, if you're the Jets, what's your philosophy here? So we're going to be terrible to draft another QB. Just be terrible now. Like, this is, to me, this is what I call fake philosophy. Like this don't even make sense. If you're gonna be ass, just be ass. Like, why are you signing up? Just be terrible.
He gonna have that Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield turnaround. What?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, people thought Sam Darnold going to the Vikings, they said that team was gonna be ass. You see how anything can happen in football.
But it's the Jets, bro. What are we talking about? It's the Jets.
And Justin Fields.
It's the Jets, bro. This is like, we're not talking about the Vikings who have a history of playoff success.
Before we move on, I got one question for you. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and George Pickens.
Man.
How many games you got the Steelers with?
You might well bring Antonio Brown back. Just make it all.
Is Mike 14. Tomlin 14.
Yep. The Steelers thrive.
Thank you.
controversy. At least 12. I say at least 12.
they were their best when they were the messiest.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Because we're all on the same page. Aaron Rodgers and with that offense should win more than 10 games, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm being funny because I just Aaron Rodgers based on what I saw last year. He was okay.
There was only like six to seven players who had better like seasons.
Okay.
Stat-wise than Aaron Rodgers.
That's fine, but George Pickens is crazy. Yeah. DK Metcalf is crazy. And Aaron Rodgers is a prima donna.
The only wild card is George Pickens because he's in a contract year, and you brought in another number one. So Pickens definitely ain't he's not even at the priority list as far as receiver on the team anymore. And he's trying to get his bread. So,
but if they bring in A-Rod, we don't know that Pickens isn't number one because we know A-Rod is all about trust, and we don't know who he's going to trust in his wide receiver room. Because the thing about them getting A-Rod and A-Rod being humbled by the Jets, A-Rod isn't bringing an offensive coordinator. A-Rod isn't bringing his wide receivers. All of the dudes, Nick, that you praise that he gets paid, them dudes not coming this time. So he's going to have to build some type of rapport with his wide receiving core, and we don't know who's going to be the guy.
Well, Steelers have struggled over the last couple of years of finding OCs, you know. So that's
nobody's taking Aaron Rodgers' request anymore.
I understand you had that, and the Steelers are one to tend to go by their own set of rules. But that's a lot of personalities to manage.
That's Tomlin, though. That's what Tomlin does. He's always done like it, Ken.
All three at the same time, though. Aaron Rodgers, yes. George Pickens, and Metcalf.
Yes,
Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Santonio Holmes,
it's just more mediocrity, bro.
And Santonio Holmes, yeah, for sure.
He can't get a. I mean, it's not like it's a lot of QBs out there, but you're getting Aaron Rodgers.
They don't have no same receivers that play at Pittsburgh, huh?
No,
I think they prefer you to be a little bit off, bro. Because it's like you got to believe like you that guy, bro.
Yeah, since Hines Ward, every one of them. Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. What's the other? It was another one that didn't last long and got suspended.
My Plexico.
Not Plexico. It was another one. That him too.
You talking about? Brian. You talking
Martavis
about
Bryant.
Bryant. I mean, he was smoking. Bro.
Oh, and even Chase Claiborne.
Chase Claypool. Remember, when I saw Chase Claypool celebrate when they were driving on a third and remember it was like a third and eight,
and the clock was ticking. Yeah.
He was like celebrating. I was like, yo, he's an idiot, bro.
Yeah,
went to Buffalo, didn't do shit.
Yeah, I don't know. That's but where do they go? Who do they sign? There's nobody left.
Nobody left. And you can't draft nobody unless you move up, which they're not going to.